As is usual for the whole Marvel superhero movies, Ant-Man and the Wasp is basically worth seeing if you're invested in the entire series. Go for it. Now, as a sequel to Ant-Man, it works nicely. It does the classic pick up the story where it left off. Internally consistent, externally consistent, but that's a bonus. It can be watched as a standalone story, or, well, okay, no, let me rephrase that. The two Ant-Man movies can be seen as standalone if you don't want to invest in the entire Avengers saga or Marvel Universe, whatever, however you want to call it. You can actually just watch those two and mostly understand what the heck is going on. The Sokovia Accord will be a bit confusing, but I'm pretty sure they're confusing everyone anyway. So, it's probably not a big loss. The plot is interestingly twisted, and I have to admit that the fantastic part about it is some of the best superhero fights ever. They did a very nice job with Ant-Man of shrinking and enlarging and all that sort of stuff. And they're going over the top with Ant-Man and the Wasp. So, enthusiastic recommendation. If you haven't seen the first one, it's a great excuse to go see it first. It should be seen.